Men have got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Excuse me. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again. Already, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It is amazing question for those who want to know themselves, who want to return to love. It's not for everybody. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Amazing question. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. You can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, anywhere in the world, doing whatever it is you're doing, you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, and you can watch it alive. You still watch it on your phone or listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to all of your super chats today. Today is a laid-back day. No serious anything. It's the day that you can get it off your chest. Friday is the day that you can express yourself. Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello, America. Welcome.
Tell us why you're doing this.
This is Operation Pull Up, more of a clandestine operation. We show up somewhere that is a key location, and then we disrupt business as usual.
Wang is seen moving through the area with visible injuries, blood on his face, head, and clothing.
I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America?
We would go from, tree shade to shade to get back to the apartment.
No proof.
My brother and I, my mom, with bags. And my mom would go, don't look. And she'd pull us away because there was someone hanging from a tree.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
What a mess. And around and around and around you go. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. It's a spiritual battle. And everybody has a cause, religious cause, American cause. Everybody got a cause. Today they have, I believe it's today they were having the pro-abortion rally in D.C. Everybody got something to fight for, never coming to a resolution. Isn't that amazing? Devils fighting devils. The anchor being put that together, that's amazing. Thank you, Nick. Amazing work. So, we're going to get to your calls, but I have a question for my experts. And I was thinking about this, reflecting. So I'm like, and the reason I was reflecting, because I hear from other people, and I hear it in counseling and when I'm out and about. So I'm like, wow, that's interesting. So I asked my experts to come in today so I can see what they think about this. Right over there and to my right is my producer, Derek. You're black. And expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show.
How's it going?
What?
It is on.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
Just, I guess I'm not unmuted. There we go.
Okay.
Nice.
And that's to my left is the host of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday, and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. An expert. These are true experts.
It's a fact.
How you doing, Hake?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. And to my far right and your far left, is the producer of Punchy's TV over there. What you doing over there when we need you over here? Kirk.
Hello.
And an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And then, are you able to be on camera, Nick?
Yes.
Oh, and to my other far right is and the host of the American Anchor Baby show, Monday through Friday. And the expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson show and the put together of those amazing videos you see in the opening there. The Anchor Baby, Nick, but better known as the American Anchor Baby. How are you, Nick?
Amazing.
Amazing. So, I got two things I want you guys to respond to. I only had one, but I just saw this stuff about the protests there in Minnesota and how the Attorney General, they have arrested these people who, at least a few of these people who walked into that church and carried on like that, like animals, rebels without a cause.
Mm.
So I want you guys to comment on this first. This is from 13 WHAM. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that three people involved in the staging and anti-ICE protests in the middle of a Twin City church have been arrested. This is from 13 WHAM.
So the identities of all three arrested earlier today have been made public, including one of the alleged organizers of Sunday's protest, Nakima Armstrong, each now facing felony charges, and if found guilty, could spend years behind bars. In a series of tweets Thursday, Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing each arrest one by one. The first, Nakima Armstrong, an alleged protest organizer, seen here with handcuffs on her wrists. DHS then releasing this video of federal authorities taking Chantel Allen into custody. And hours later, DHS Secretary Christine Noem releasing a photo of William Kelly also being placed in cuffs. Vice President J.D. Vance weighing in from Toledo.
We're going to do everything that we can to enforce the law, whether you're protesting at a church, which is a violation of federal law, or you're assaulting a law enforcement officer, which again is a violation of federal law. There are going to be consequences.
All three are accused of disrupting this service at City's Church in St. Paul Sunday.
Renee Good! Renee Good!
Everybody got a cause. That fat lady that was pulling out of the car, it was reported they had to put two sets of handcuffs on her because she was so big. Like, you know how those fat people, when they travel, they need the whole row? And they need, like, two or three seat belts.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Amazing.
Tough.
The alleged organizer claimed their goal wasn't to interfere, but to get answers. Watch this from 13 WHAM.
Armstrong telling CNN after their goal wasn't to interfere, but rather get answers about a pastor at the church who reportedly works for ICE.
We actually went and sat down and participated in the service.
In jail now.
And after the pastor prayed, that is when I stood up and asked him a question in response to his prayer.
All three are now facing a primary felony charge of conspiracy against rights. But CBS News reporting a judge Thursday rejected allegations they violated the FACE Act, finding no probable cause, a decision the DOJ immediately announced it plans to appeal.
What the Department of Justice is going to have to show that they were somehow using force, intimidation, threats, blocking the exit, something like that.
Amazing. What do you think about those people? How do you see those people going to that church and doing that, Derek?
I definitely think it's wrong. I definitely think right now would be a great opportunity for the police, the DOJ, to make an example of these people, to prohibit this from happening anymore. Because if they don't come down hard, then, people are going to use this as an example and say, look what happened out there at the St. Paul Church. You know, they just got a slap on the wrist. We're going to be okay to commit these other crimes or go in there and protest at this church or at this cathedral or wherever they go. So I think they need to come down hard.
Amazing. Yeah. How do you see it, Hake?
I see it as they should at least get that disturbing the peace thing and disorderly conduct maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they what local things that they could do to them. But that's local stuff, huh? They came up with that FACE Act thing to prevent Christians or pro-life people from protesting at abortion clinics or even praying outside abortion clinics, I thought. Wasn't that one woman arrested for praying outside of quietly praying outside of an abortion clinic?
Yeah.
Was that under the FACE Act?
I'm not sure.
But like you said, that we should use these laws that are against men, but use them against women.
Yeah,
we should use those laws that are against Christians and conservatives and pro-life people. Use them wisely and smartly, shrewdly against these people. Because Derek's right. You can't be having that type of disruption in churches. It's ridiculous.
And they only do it to the Christian churches.
Right.
Catholics and Christians.
Yeah.
Should they go to jail?
Yes. My inner malice says yes, but also I feel like there's a sense of justice says, if not jail, then mandatory volunteer labor.
Amazing.
Yeah,
should they go to jail, Derek?
Definitely,
definitely. Why?
Just like the J6s, treat them just like the J6s.
Okay.
Put them in jail for a while.
How do you see it, Kurt?
I view the J6ers are different in my view, but I do think they should go to jail. If not, they should go to Africa. If they hate Christianity and what founded this country, get out of here.
Okay. And you do think that they should go to jail?
Yeah, if not Africa.
How do you see it, Anchor Baby?
No, this is a layup. I mean, even with the words, even with the laws, the corrupt laws that we have now that are against Christians and stuff like that, as it stands right now, the FACE Act is supposed to protect people in churches and people at, what's it called, reproductive, at people seeking reproductive health services. That's what the FACE Act protects.
Oh, that's
churches
what it is.
And people at Planned Parenthood. So even with the corrupt laws today, this is a layup. This is no, there's no debate or real mystery or, you know, to this one, in my opinion. Yeah. And I think they tried to go after Don Lemon too, but he got off.
Well, not quite. They still going to go after him.
They're still trying.
Oh, okay.
It's a judge, so? According to the report, we had that coming up.
And I think he's filmed himself doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, a judge refused to, according to CBS News, a judge refused to sign the complaint charges on the so-called independent journalist. Okay. But
arrest the judges.
So that means Pam Bondi tried, but this judge was like,
but it's not over yet.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, yeah, they haven't given up. They're still going to try to get him.
But so, yes, I think they should go to jail.
Oh, okay. I have a story coming up a little later where some people were arrested, I believe, for painting dozens, according to ABC7, painting dozens of anti-Semitic swastikas.
Swastikas. Huh? Swastikas.
Oh, what did I say?
I don't want to repeat that.
You said swastika.
Oh, what?
What did I say? Swastikas.
I think James almost had it. What did he say?
You know, that actor in Bodybuilder.
What did he say?
I don't say such things.
Nick, what did he say?
You know, that actor in Bodybuilder and former governor of California.
Schwarzenegger.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Why are we talking about him?
Former mayor.
What was his name?
Governor.
Was he governor, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he was a governor. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Schwarzenegger.
Uh-oh. Schwarzenegger, right?
Nager, I believe.
Nager? You're so immature. Yeah.
You can say it.
Nager?
Yeah, that's it.
And that's like Niger?
Niger. No, that's not I. Nay, I believe. Schwarzenegger. I don't know. I might be wrong.
Should those people go to jail?
Definitely. Like I said, with
the 15-year-olds?
Yeah. The 15-year-olds? I thought we were talking about.
Two teenagers were arrested, according to ABC 7. They were arrested last Thursday for charges after allegedly spraying paint dozens of swastikas.
Swastikas, yeah. Swastikas is funny.
On other anti-Semitism.
Mm.
Should they go to jail?
They should jail. Well, they definitely go to juvie, but maybe a night or two.
Should they go to jail?
Juvenile detention. I don't think that's jail, right? Juvie isn't. Well, I guess juvie's jail. So, yeah, maybe do a night or maybe pay a fine. I don't know. Maybe a night.
They go to a white church. People say go to jail, right?
Right.
But they do swastikas. You're not sure?
Well, I view it as vandalism, so maybe they should do a few nights in a juvenile detention center. Yeah, I think maybe a few nights in there will be fine because people go around L.A. spray painting buildings, businesses all the time, and I think that needs to stop, so I think people need to make it an example of. So, yeah, maybe a few nights, pay a fine, because it needs to stop.
What do you think, Kurt? Should they go to jail?
15-year-olds? Yeah.
No.
For 15-year-olds, right, for spraying swastikas?
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't go to jail for that.
Why not?
Because
it doesn't say their age. It just says
I read that they were 15-year-olds.
Okay.
As did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I was 15, I wasn't spray painting that, but I was writing that on my homework.
I don't even know if it was spray painted. It looked like it might have been.
Yeah, it
might
have been. Yeah, I don't know
brushed.
What they were using. Looked like thick. Chalk, maybe.
You used to write SWAT stickers on your.
On my homework.
Why?
I thought it was funny.
And would you give it to the teacher?
It's
Okay. Yeah.
Anti-Semitism is funny.
That's not funny.
Yeah, I actually turned it in.
And he turned it in.
So did you think get an A or a B or a F?
I was trying to be the class clown, and I would do that in class too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And that's true, Kurt?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Zoomers, young Zoomers, everything is a joke to them.
Really?
They because people are over serious about this type of thing.
Right.
And so they to them, it's a joke. And to a lot of people, it's
And Kurt doesn't want to kill Jews.
I love Jews.
But why would you do that then?
Throwing up Romans?
Because they tell me not to, so I do it.
It's like a, what's it called? Anti-authority thing. What's the word?
Like insane.
Rebellious thing.
No, insanity.
Remember a lot of youngins like that too.
What?
Remember there was another guy who got in trouble for a cookie joke, cookies baking joke. They make a joke out of all kinds of stuff that people are serious about.
Oh.
That the adults are serious about.
So they're rebellion. Mm-hmm. Rebelling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many ovens would it take to bake 6 million cookies?
Right.
Oh, okay. Ridiculous.
Should they go to jail for the anti-Semitism stuff?
That was egregious. Yes. Jail and mandatory volunteer work. I wish that they had caught him in time to make them clean it up, actually. Because there were a bunch of workers who were cleaning it up. They spent hours cleaning it up. And that's not so much the anti-Semitism thing, although that is, that's unnecessary needling of Jews. But it was the vandalism that I had a major problem with. Because kids trying to go down a slide that has three different things painted on it, they can get their clothing stained and stuff like that.
Right.
You can't even play now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Nick, you think they should go to jail?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not sure what you get for vandalism. You should just get what you get for vandalism. I don't agree with this.
How about 10 years in prison?
I don't know if that's what you get for vandalism, but that doesn't sound right.
He's slapping the book on him.
You need a hate crime enhancement, Nick.
Hate crime. Oh, that's what you guys are looking for.
Hate crime enhancement makes it a death penalty.
And I said a few days.
A part of me even wants to. I hate the idea of a hate crime and all that, but, the Jews are attacked so much, I almost want to give them an enhancement. You know what I'm saying? But, I just don't think
that. I wonder if they were Jewish kids.
You don't go to jail for
that. They don't say the race.
They probably were not Jewish kids.
Could have been. They were pretty well painted. It wasn't. They didn't mess up the swastikas like normal people. Normal hate crimes do.
Hey, I like his attention to detail.
It's a good if they were black kids, I can't imagine black. Maybe there's precocious black kids who could do it.
Hake's a thinking man.
Evidently.
I don't think it were white kids. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Look,
I could be
right
proven
on.
Wrong. Hake is often fake news.
Protect your race.
If they did a Don Lemon on a synagogue or something, I'd be like, yeah, do the same thing to them. I mean, I'm just trying to be proportionate here. Vandalism in teens? No, not jail time.
When I become president, I would get them jail time.
Nice.
So they have no business going out messing up people's property anyway.
Yeah, it's evil.
Yeah.
How long?
10 years. And then,
are you serious?
And then they know how not to do it.
And then why they're in jail for 10 years, I bring back the change game thing where they have to work on the roads.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they only get cornbread and water for dinner.
What about the
dry cornbread?
Right.
What about the St. Paul protesters?
Same thing.
10 years?
50 for them.
Okay. All right. I'm liking that. 50.
Working on the chain game.
Including Don Lemon.
But I think 10 years for some 15-year-olds?
Yeah. They
they'll
decide
be
to do that.
They'll be 25, and they'll be ready to go.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
Wouldn't it?
I said, I'm down if we do that with all vandals.
Right on.
See, 10 years.
A new government is coming.
I don't know, man.
So let me do that because of time. So my original one question I have for you guys, have you ever tried to seek happiness there?
Seek happiness.
Yeah.
Not, I guess you could say that. I try to improve myself, which will make me happy, but it'll only be temporarily. I guess you can say that.
You have tried to seek happiness?
Oh, yeah, I have tried, yeah.
And have you ever found it?
temporary happiness. Yeah.
So have you ever found happiness?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
But you said it was temporary?
Yeah, it's temporary.
How about you, have you ever tried to see happiness?
Have I ever not tried? Yes, I have.
And have you ever found it?
No.
You never found it?
Right.
How about you, Anchor Baby? Have you ever tried to seek happiness?
Yeah.
And have you found it?
I'll let you know.
Meaning what?
No.
You'll never find it.
I said, I'll let you know.
You have not found it?
I wanted to say yes. I found things that maybe seem happy. or maybe even, I might even call this feeling happiness. But no, essentially no. No. Like, what? Am I my happiness, true happiness? No, I haven't found it. Not by looking for it.
How about you, Kurt? Have you ever, other than doing your swastika things, have you ever tried to seek happiness?
Yeah.
And have you found it?
Yeah.
You found it?
Yeah.
And you still have it?
Yeah.
So you sought happiness and you found it and you still have it.
Well, when you keep saying it, now I'm like, get away from me, happiness. I don't want you anymore.
So do you still have it?
Sometimes. Not all the time, but I realize you should want peace, not happiness.
So
you ask the question.
So have you found it? I mean, I want to know what you think, not what you think I'm going to say.
Generally, happiness, yeah.
Okay. Was it temporary or did it stay with you?
Now it's staying with me more.
Happiness is?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the best way to find happiness, Derek?
The best way is to improve yourself.
What do you mean
pretty
by
much.
That?
Improve your physical appearance, and that just means maybe increasing your muscle mass, putting on better clothes. You'd get some eyeballs for sure. That I know that'd make you smile. Walking down the street, fit, got the best clothes on, pretty girls look at you.
Walking
or for
down
girls.
The street, yeah. With a girl in my hand.
Just
she's
imagine.
A lady.
You're just walking down the street, this
whoa,
song's on.
Whoa, whoa, she's a lady.
Yeah.
So what's the best way to find happiness?
Improving yourself, improving your financial situation, definitely improving your religious lens on life, I'd say that.
What's the best way to find happiness? Oh, if that's true, Derek, how come all the religious people are miserable?
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Yeah. All religious people are insane.
I know some people. They'd beg to differ.
James, what's the best way of seeking happiness?
I think the best way, I'm assuming, a little bit.
Never assume.
Because you asked if I found it. I'm like, if I haven't found it, how am I going to say the best way to seek it? But I think that I think abandoning the thought about it, about seeking it, because I tend to, a lot of the ways that I've sought it have made, in the long run and in the short run, made me unhappier. And so I think that not seeking it, doing what's right when you can.
Because of time, Derek, what's the best, since you have it, what's the best way of seeking happiness?
Seeking God. Is that what James said?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the best way of seeking
be
happiness?
Be that person who would be happy. Change.
In closing, have you
and
noticed?
I'm Kurt, by the way, Jesse. You call me Derek.
Kurt. I mean, yeah.
Kurt. K-U-R-T.
Son.
Kurt. That's your son.
Yeah, it's my son.
And have you noticed that seeking for happiness destroys it?
Yeah,
Yeah, at times. Yeah, that's true.
That's what I kind of said.
Seeking for happiness destroys it. Ever notice that? Back.
Big time.
Back in a moment. Book. Thank you, guys.
Responsibility, thank you.
I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit. And through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. That is an amazing song, Hassan and Ye. Hassan and Ye. And it's out now on YouTube and Spotify and other places. Check it out. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. From 9 to 11, the Hake, HAKEReport.com. And after the Hake Report, the Fallen State, a brand new episode of the Fallen State every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I had an interesting and fun conversation with the ShamWow guy, Vince Offer. Check this out.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I have with me the ShamWow guy.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
All the algorithms need to be transparent and say, oh, this guy's talking about trans. Oh, let's suppress him. I'm like, okay, this is like discrimination. This is like a black guy in the 1940s going in the back of the bus. What's going on here? Nazism, communism, they use the same playbook. If you don't follow them, okay, now canceled. I feel like I'm in a therapist session here. This a therapy? You get both. You get podcast and therapy.
What? Yeah. A fun conversation today, but very interesting at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support the FallenState.tv right there on the YouTube channel or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And then right after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby after the Fallen State. Check it out. And there's fellowship on Sunday. All are invited. Come on down. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. And the meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? And have you noticed that seeking for happiness destroys it? Not one person on the planet ever found happiness. As Derek said earlier, you find something that you call happiness, but it's temporarily. If you never sought for happiness, you will always have happiness. The moment you start looking for it, you destroy it. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Food for thought. Not one person on the planet ever found happiness, and it's lasted. Because the moment you start looking, you destroy it. So don't look for happiness. For those who want to work on themselves, don't look for it. It'll be amazing. I will go to Luke out of Arizona. Luke, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Luke.
Yeah, so I did have a question for you, but I just wanted to give you some background first. I've been listening for over a year now. I took your advice, forgave my parents. And, you know, I've been staying more present, doing the silent prayer. Been doing pretty well, you know, align myself with what's right. And everything's been going pretty well. However, it seems that I'm still choosing comfort over kind of what's right sometimes. Because I feel like I was motivated by ego, you know, exercising for a good body, attract a woman. But it seems that ego kind of, I guess, motivation is gone. And so during my workday, I'm able to kind of function, be present with everybody and kind of get through the workday. And, you know, everything's well and everything turns out great. But it seems kind of more towards the nighttime. You know, I'm choosing more comfort things like eating a lot, watching TV versus kind of doing more of the right stuff. So my question is, why am I choosing comfort over truth?
Because you're running away from the truth. And what I recommend is that when the pain comes and or thoughts and pain come to tell you that, oh, you feel so empty, you feel so alone, you feel so this, go eat or watch TV. Don't do it. Don't do it. And even if you did decide to go watch TV or whatever, don't get rid of the thought of, or the pain. You got to live with the pain. You got to dive right into it and just live with the disappointment, with the loneliness, with the fear or with the doubt or with the desire to hurt others or whatever. You got to dive into it, meaning you got to walk with it, sleep with it, live with it. Do nothing about it. Don't call it you. And then you shall die from the ego death. The ego death will happen. But you literally cannot do anything about it. You can't even deny that you're feeling that way by trying to escape the feeling or suppress the feeling. Live with it. And then you, it is working, and you are dying from the false life.
Okay. Yeah, it seems that I am aware of it. But I still tend to choose it. And even if I try and, you know, be disciplined and not, you know, do that, it seems that, you know, it gets worse or I just, you know, fall into it again. But I do see what you're saying.
Yeah, from now on, just live with it. And again, don't. And when you eat, let's say that you're feeling lonely or whatever, and then you want to eat, you go eat. Eat consciously. Don't escape into the food. Be aware of yourself going to the refrigerator, kitchen, or wherever, picking up the food. Be aware of having the food in your hands. Be aware of eating the food, and you won't escape the death of the ego because you are, it's the consciousness, it's the light that is allowing, it's that is destroying the darkness, the ego death. And so as long as you be aware and not escape, you'll be fine. And you're going to find yourself eating less, too, because you're aware instead of being uncomfortable, unconscious, and getting a feeling from it.
Yeah. And I feel like there's been times, like months, where I've been, you know, very present, and I have been eating less or distracting myself less. And then I find myself that I feel like I'm waiting for a spiritual life or something to, I guess, take over me, but I know it's me that needs to choose what's right first, not wait for, I guess, God or
yeah,
whatever.
When you're waiting, you're into thoughts again, and you don't want to go back into thoughts. There is nothing to wait for. When you're present, you already have life. The life is in the present, it's eternal, and it's always right now. So you don't have to get in your head and expect something else, and you're waiting for something else. You're doing that because you're escaping into thoughts again, and you're not aware that you're doing that.
I see.
You have no expectation. There is nothing to wait for. Everything is right here, right now, all the time, except you're leaving the present, going into your head, wanting and expecting something. Anyone who think that they know what they want, anyone who think that they know God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit or anything is keeping you away from it, and you would never know it. You just have, you just read about it and have ideas in your head, but you would never truly, never know God. So don't expect anything. Don't be waiting for anything because you're already there. Eternal life is always right now. So don't have any waiting for anything.
I see, yeah. And as far as...
Is that clear for you?
Yes, it's very clear.
What do you get from that? And then don't forget your other question, but what do you get from that, what I just said?
Yeah, I guess not think too much about waiting for something or energy to do something. Just do it because it's in front of me. And it's always the right decision because it's right in front of me.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
And eternal life requires no thinking. And so if you're waiting for something, then you're thinking. And it's the thinking that is causing you to never get what you're waiting for. It's keeping you away from it now, from reality.
Yeah. And I guess I fall into thoughts as in, like, my ego's telling me, oh, I should be doing, you know, my taxes or be working on this or doing this when I'm just watching TV or, you know, distracting myself. So,
but if you
I
have
don't know
physical if, things, practical things to do, like doing your taxes or going to work or whatever, you do it and you're going to use your thoughts for to do practical things, but you're not going to live in the thought. You use it like a tool. And then when you're done with the taxes, you come back to present.
Yeah. I guess I'm finding it difficult to see what's right, you know, right now versus if it's going to disturb my peace too much right now. But I guess that's a thought as well.
That is a thought.
Yeah.
Because right now, if you always stay present, meaning that the mind is always right here, right now, then everything is fine. You've done it. It's all well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've definitely been in that state where things just get done and life as well is all good.
But yeah, and the only reason you think that is not well, because in all honesty, Luke, there's not one human being on the planet that has a problem. All is well. But they don't know that because they're living from the false self rather than the true self. But in actuality, all is well all the time. But you got to stay present instead of escaping into the darkness of your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, and those thoughts are not yours, and they're not from God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I see it clearly. It's just at nighttime, it seems to kind of disappear. I don't care, or I choose, you know, the comfort, but I'm aware of it, so I'll just stay with it.
And why do you think you choose the comfort?
Well, I guess that's just a way of saying it, but I know it's the old nature, old patterns, because I know the true me wouldn't really choose stuff that makes me unhealthy.
You would never ever choose. You have never made a choice. It's impossible for you to make a choice. No human being has ever made a choice.
Okay.
Impossible. That would be all for me. Impossible. Yeah. Can you see that you have never made a choice?
Yeah. And so what how is that different from just being passive and letting life happen to me versus me participating, if that makes sense?
The more you participate in life, the worse you get. because there's no you to participate in life. There's only ego you that makes you think you exist to participate in life, and that's a setup. When you can see clearly there is no you to participate in life, then life will happen on its own. It's already set up for you.
Yeah.
Everything is already laid out. You know, life does not need any help from you at all or anybody because it's already done. It is finished.
Okay.
But you got to stay present to see that. If you can practice staying present, meaning don't go into the future, which doesn't exist, or the past, which doesn't exist. Don't think about God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit or anything. Then you will see that life is done. It's already is. It's happening.
Yeah. And I remember you saying something about overcoming the soda, strawberry soda thing.
With ice cream and peanuts.
Yeah. So I think I'm in that stage, I guess.
I never imagined that one day that I could literally do without that. Really, it just seemed, it was, God, it's so good. And it's definitely a form of escaping. Forgetting about your problems until you're done with the ice cream, and then you feel guilty for eating all the ice cream and all that mess that goes in it.
Sure. Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I was.
When you say, that means no.
I was, but what? Yeah, I just don't sit down and quietly and do it because I feel like I was just monitoring my thoughts versus, I guess, doing what's in front of me. I guess staying present. I don't know if there's a difference to that.
I don't know what you mean.
I guess I was being hypercritical of my thoughts, really analyzing all of them, seeing which was true, which is
how are you going to see which thought is true when no thoughts are true?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
I guess I was listening to a thought then as well. So
you listen to the devil. Do you know that every time you react to a thought that you're listening to the devil because there is no you to do any of that, but you listen to the devil and the devil is working through you and you're calling it you?
Yeah, I see that now.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I see that. So I guess I was just listening to thoughts, and even the most subtle ones are lies, too.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Because the devil is a liar, and so he and all his little demons are liars. So why don't you do the silent prayer every morning, every night? Why are you not doing it? Just for the record.
Well, I guess I maybe was judging myself of why I was starting to slip back, and I kind of went down a spiral, and I stopped doing it because I maybe felt like I reached a certain stage, but I realized that was a thought as well, a lie.
And who are you?
I do know the answer to that. I guess I'm just the witness to reality, what's in front of me. And that's it.
Why do you think that that's who you are?
Because without all the other things, the ego things, that's all that's left is just the observer of life.
And how do you know that?
I guess just by finding what I was not and just seeing what was left. But I don't know for sure.
You're back into thoughts again, and you're thinking that's who you are.
I see.
Why don't you give up thinking? What's wrong with you? Why not give up thinking so you can know the truth?
I don't know. I feel like I get there and it goes away and the thoughts creep back. I guess I'm not staying vigilant. Like the silent prayer, like you said.
How are you expected to come out of the darkness if you don't stay in the light?
How am I? I guess I'm not. I stay stuck.
And so, because now you're thinking that, oh, I'm the observer. I'm the this and I'm the that. Those are just thoughts, too.
Yeah.
You don't know who you are. You have no idea who you are. But yet you got these false ideas because you're back into thoughts again about who you are. You cannot think in the present.
Yeah.
I encourage you, because of time, I encourage you to always practice keeping your mind where your body is. Stay, always know where you are and what you're doing. When you're moving your hand at dinner to get the salt from the table there, or you're reaching for your drink or whatever, watch your hand move from one to another, one place to another. You got to practice being present and without effort, but just be present. And then you will see that everything will be made clear to you.
Okay.
But you're not practicing being present.
Yeah.
You're still going with thoughts about, you can't go with thoughts about anything if you want to be whole, if you want to be one. You will always be divided when you, as long as you believe in thoughts.
Yeah, and I know the difference as far as how life just, you know, works out when you are present versus thinking about things. So I know I can do it.
You got homework to do, man. You got to practice being present and then observe those thoughts while being present. Observe the thoughts. When you are present and you observe the thoughts, you're set apart from them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in thoughts, thinking about thoughts, you're in thoughts of one. You and the devil are one.
Yeah. Okay.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Stay with it, though. Stay with it. Do not stop. Stay with it.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate the clarity.
I wish you well.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, biblical question, do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
Yes.
I am perfect. I saw this a couple of years ago so clearly. Something inside me got scared and made me drink a beer from the fridge, says No More Thoughts.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
January, T. Smith for coffee.
Thank you, T. Smith.
Hearts around the face.
Right on. Thank you.
That's on Cash App. Walking Roscoe sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships on YouTube. And right, we'll have to read the rest of your supports later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. Back to the phones and Super Chat when I come back. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him.
And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, and there's a storm coming in. Winter storm, that is. Yes, it is winter, although it is starting to feel like spring already. The day's getting longer since Christmas. Very nice. Or since the 21st or whatever. And there are Ukraine talks. I heard that Trump was supposed to meet with Zelensky over at the World Economic Forum over there in Switzerland or Davos or whatever. Same thing, right? Similar. And there is an ongoing immigration crackdown. You know, you heard over on Punchy TV, a Trump detractor, a Trump derangement syndrome sufferer, Derek, saying, I thought Trump was going to do mass deportations. Well, have you ever seen a crackdown such as the one, the ongoing crackdowns that Trump has been doing? Based. Nice. I know that the numbers are not good yet, but anyway, Maduro operation, a little update on the Maduro operation and a TikTok deal. All right, so this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. You can call in. There's one line open right now. Even during hate news, not fake news, whether you're young or old, call in and to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, even during fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, as you heard earlier this hour, dozens of swastikas were painted on a children's playground. And actually, some of the India people or Hindus or whatever, whoever made the swastikas, take issue with the term swastika. They want to call it a hooked cross or whatever the Nazis called it. Hakenkreuz. I don't know what they wanted them to call it. Painted on a children's playground, according to CNN this week, in a predominantly Jewish area of Brooklyn, New York. And I was wondering whether it was black people or possibly Jews. And I later found out that it was two teenagers, 15-year-olds, young men, right? And city and state leaders condemned the vandalism and pointing to a broader increase in anti-Semitic, all one word, no hyphen, incidents nationwide. And I think that they would do better to spare us the melodrama and just crack down on crime. That's the answer. Winter storm, a massive, huge winter storm set to impact large swaths of the United States this weekend and could deliver historic levels of snow and ice to major cities. More than 230 million people, more than that, are under severe weather alerts as the storm begins today. Probably already started. By the time it ends up on Monday, it ends supposedly on Monday, it will have dropped a foot or more of snow and destructive amounts of ice, they say. Over 1,500-mile path, more than 1,500-mile, I heard, from Texas to the Northeast. Texas and Oklahoma are really bracing, I think. At least 10 states have already declared a state of emergency, and over 1,300 flights scheduled for Saturday been canceled as the storm approaches. Widespread power outages also expected across multiple regions as the system barrels through the country. Do not panic, but, you know, so be prepared. That's my motto, even though I'm no Boy Scout. The Ukraine talks. Negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the United States holding talks in the United Arab Emirates today. Oh, the UAE. Marking the first known meeting attended by all three countries since Moscow's full-scale invasion in 2022. Talks came after President Donald J. Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Davos, Switzerland, Thursday. Said there's still a ways to go toward ending Russia's war. Separately, Russian President Vladimir Putin met with the U.S. delegation and said afterward a long-term settlement would not be reached, okay, without first resolving territorial issues. You know, they want to protect and preserve and gain a little bit of territory out of all that effort, you know. Imagine he has nothing to show for it. They would just they would string him up. The Russians themselves would beat him up as much as they love him. According to a Kremlin official, I mean, the Kremlin official didn't say that extra stuff that I said, but imagine that. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? What do you believe? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show because you got to run around, we're on around the world, so different time zone for different folks. You can podcast, but you can listen to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. It's Friday again, and every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello, America. Welcome.
Tell us why you're doing this.
This is Operation Pull Up, more of a clandestine operation. We show up somewhere that is a key location, and then we disrupt business as usual.
Lang is seen moving through the area with visible injuries, blood on his face, head, and clothing.
I'm not allowed to stand up for myself. I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America?
We would go from, tree shade to shade to get back to the apartment. My brother and I, my mom, with bags. And my mom would go, don't look. And she'd pull us away because there was someone hanging from a tree.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
What a mess. It's a spiritual battle. And it's inside of each human being, not outside of you, inside of you. What a mess, huh? One quick thing I want to show you here before I go back to the callers. And this is from ABC 7. And this is from last Thursday. It says that two teenagers were arrested and charged after allegedly spray painting dozens of SWAT stickers and other anti-Semitic language at a Brooklyn playground where many Jewish children play. Watch this from ABC 7, New York.
And David, the swastikas were scrawled during two evenings, 16 on Monday night and then 57 on Tuesday night. And now two 15-year-olds are being charged. That is certainly a relief to the community, but it really speaks to a much larger problem.
This afternoon, New York City Council Speaker Julie Menin toured Gravesend Park in Borough Park, along with community members and NYPD, noting all the areas where swastikas were painted this week.
It is disgusting, it is deplorable, it is unconscionable, and we're not going to sit by and let this continue to happen.
The offensive images were wiped away and painted over yesterday, and kids were out today on the equipment, but the hurt lingers.
Words are not enough. Condemning is not enough. There has to be change, immediate change.
Deborah Halberstam's son was killed in an anti-Semitic terrorist attack in New York 30 years ago. She and others are frustrated that anti-Semitism is on the rise.
Amazing. Last Friday, a newly appointed New York City Council Speaker announced a 5-point plan to combat antisemitism.
We know that the Jewish population is 10% of city residents right now, yet 57% of all hate crimes are anti-Semitic. And so at this point, we have to stand up and do something.
On Friday, Speaker Menin announced a 5-point plan to combat anti-Semitism with a dedicated hotline, improved security, and more education, something this high school student agrees with.
I think they do a good job teaching about the Holocaust, but they don't talk about anti-Semitism as much because they don't talk about current living situations.
Now take a look at the NYPD camera that is just outside of the park. That, according to the police, was helpful in cracking this case. And local members here say they would like to see some cameras inside the park as well. Neighborhood watch groups will be patrolling out in force to ensure that no further anti-Semitism happens here.
Amazing. How are you going to change things if you don't change the hearts of the people? Hatred is in the heart. You can put up signs and cameras until the cows come home. It ain't going to change anything. It's in the heart. It's in the heart. And human beings are evil. They have an animal nature. You can educate them. You can put up signs. You can put up lampposts. And you can put up, you can march the street all day long. You don't change the heart. Nothing going to get better. And then how are you going to change anything? Every time they show you speakers, it's always females. City council female. This person female. That mama that allegedly lost her son 100 years ago, female. How are you going to change things without the order of God? How? Every time you listen to the woman, you suffer. The kids are mad because the mama is the one turning them away from God. Now you're putting mama in control of the public square, and that makes sense to you. And the men's all standing behind in the press conference like, following the woman. That's not the order. And nothing is going to work in our life until the order comes. Come back to the Father. Forgive your mothers, Jewish mothers and Mexican mamas and black mamas and white mamas and whatever the mama is, Chinese mama. You got to forgive and then return to the Father. And your heart will change and you'll come back to the order of the Creator, of spiritual order. Life will work. But putting females in charge and only making it worse, they already hate females. They're not going to listen to them in schools. And the people who are educating them about anti-Semitism and so-called racism and so-called anti-Semitism and all these isms, they are evil people. They are no different than the preachers that tell the people that Jesus is God. Or Jesus did this, and Jesus never told you he was God. He said, you're my brother. I'm your brother. He never said, I'm your God. They call him God, like they call Trump God. Jesus never said that about himself at all. But they teach that, and the people believe it, and they're lost. And you can't convince them that they're wrong, so don't try to do that. But I'm just telling you, you already have the truth in you. It's not about anti-Semitism. It's about hatred of the heart. And the people who are teaching anti-Semitism are evil themselves because they hate you. And the people who are teaching that Jesus is God, they hate God. That's why they're lying. They're keeping you away from God because they're lost. But do what you want. You can either be free or you can stay in your misery. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let me go to first-time caller Daniel from California. Daniel, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Daniel.
I want to get this one off my chest, so I've been working on myself. I've been seeing the thoughts. I've been catching the first thought.
Oh, is this the Daniel?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All is well.
Good. So I've been catching the first thought. I've been relaxing in that. I'm saying, get out of here. I noticed I have a lot of evil thoughts, but now I know that they're there, and so I can see them and I can relax in them, and I just think nothing of them. I just let them pass. But I have a question about dreams. In perfect peace, do you dream, Jesse?
No.
You don't have any dreams?
No.
So I've been noticing.
Because you can't dream unless you're unconscious. And so when you stay present and you go to sleep, you're sleeping even present, being present, and your sleep is amazing.
So I think the devil's trying to get at me because during the day I can be aware of my thoughts. And when I have evil thoughts, which, you know, come into mind, I just let them pass. I say, get out of here. You know, I start talking to myself, you know, thinking hateful thoughts. And I just say, get out of here. I sometimes wave my hand in front of my face just to say, get out of here. But at nighttime, I've been having real, like, explicit dreams that I don't think I was really having before I started working on myself. And I think to myself, maybe that, here I am in thoughts, that the devil's trying to get at me in my sleep. Because during the day, he's not able to because I'm aware that he's there.
The devil even tell people that they go to sleep unconscious and they have dreams and they think those dreams mean something and they think that they're from God, not knowing that they're from evil. But what I recommend doing, what's your question for me?
I was just wondering if you had dreams at night, because I thought everybody dreamed, but you say you don't.
All unconscious people dream. I used to have dreams. But what I recommend is that during the day, don't even say, get out of there. Don't even fight with it at all. You can't. If you want to be free of evil, which are thoughts and emotions, you can't put up any fight at all, because if you do, God, the Spirit of Truth can't help you.
But it's like during the day, let's say I'm at the gym, I'll just notice that I'm in that thought and it's a hateful thought. And I'm, in a way, frustrated with it because I've been trying to work on myself. It's, oh, there I go again, back into a thought, and I'll catch myself. Sometimes not the first time, right, catch the first thought. Sometimes I'll get into it and I'm not aware. And then by the time I realize it, I go, oh, man, there I go again, lost in a thought. And they're always evil thoughts.
And when you say, there I go again, who are you referring to?
I don't know. I just, I'm allowing myself to get lost in the thoughts when what I want to do is catch the first thought and just let it pass. But then I guess I'm disappointed that there I am,
but
feeling the anger, being lost in my imagination. And sometimes I'll catch myself with, not when it's too late, but I won't catch it right away.
And who is disappointed?
I don't know.
So why are you calling it you?
That I say is trying to work on myself, whoever that is.
The real you cannot be disappointed, even if you try.
So that's ego disappointed in myself for trying to work on myself, but
that's,
it's just a
that's
trick.
That's all evil. It's not
you.
Yeah,
I got a lot of that.
So why don't you stop calling it you, calling it me, I'm disappointed in myself, and why don't you just live in it, dive in it, live with it, work out at the gym, go to work, or do what you got to do physically, and live with that. Why don't you just live with it and just be aware of it? And have no communication, no fighting it back or anything. Why not just live with it? And how will you die from it if you don't live with it?
I'm living with it, Jesse. I'm living with it every day.
But you're not. You're fighting with it. You're fighting with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to defeat it. Like you said, I have a sword and a shield, and I feel like I know the evil's there because I can see the thoughts. And something in me, maybe it's what the devil trying to fight the devil, playing a trick. I'm not sure, but I want to fight it. I want the thoughts to go away. I don't want to have them.
What do you mean when you have a sword and a shield and you're fighting? What's your sword
and
your shield?
Yeah, when I'm in them and I realize I have an evil thought, I want to attack myself and go, don't have that thought. There you go again. You're trying to work on yourself, and I'm like disappointed.
Daniel, what's your sword and your shield?
I think it's my desire to overcome something and like accomplish perfect peace. Like I don't want to live in my hell. I know I'm angry. I know I have evil thoughts, and I want to overcome that. And so I look at that as like I have a sword and a shield that's attempting to fight that evil, like Saint Michael.
You've been deceived, buddy.
Yeah, I know. So I'm trying to realize how to just relax in it, like you described. But I approach it like I'm fighting it.
Why don't you stop?
Yeah, I guess I just have to take a different approach. I guess my approach.
That was a question. Why don't you stop?
Yeah.
No, that was.
I don't know how to stop. Maybe.
You don't know how to stop.
Yeah, I don't know how to stop. This is how I'm doing it right now. Is how I. How I guess I tricked myself into how.
Why don't you stop?
It. Yeah. I don't know, Jesse. I don't know how. I don't know how to stop.
You don't know how to stop?
Yeah, but these thoughts and how I'm dealing with them, I guess, I don't know what that means just to stop. Like, this is how I'm dealing with it.
Stop.
Like, how do you deal with life?
Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Think it over. Why don't you just stop, man? What do you mean you don't know how to stop?
I don't know how to stop. This is like all I know, and so I'm approaching it this way.
But it's not working. Is it working?
Nah. Well, sometimes, yeah.
No, it's not. It's not working.
Well, not really. I mean, maybe not as much as I'd like it to.
So why don't you stop?
Yeah, I don't know, Jesse. I just I've been trying.
No, you're not. There's no effort in stopping. Stop is stopping. It's like laying down your anger is laying down your anger and be done with it. I don't know why
when
that's
I have
so difficult.
The thoughts, when I have the thoughts, instead of fighting them, which I feel like I said, I even wave my hand. I go, get out of here. Stop having these thoughts. And I'm fighting myself.
You
I don't
fight the
have
devil fighting with the devil.
Just say, okay. Okay.
How about say nothing?
Nothing. Yeah, I don't know. I just want to fight.
But that's the devil in you.
That's how I deal with my problems.
But that's the devil in you, man.
Yeah, I do have the devil in me.
So why don't you stop?
So I should just, when I have the thoughts, instead of saying, get out of here, or there I go again, just okay, that's okay, and just, like, be okay with it?
Yes, and don't even say, that's okay. Just be okay with it. Let it be. Stop. Then the spirit of the light will work for you. But right now, you and the devil are working together.
Yeah, I think we are still working. Well, he's made a home. He's very comfortable here. And
so why don't you stop?
Yeah.
No, that was a question. That wasn't a yeah. Why don't you stop?
Because I've never stopped, and I don't know how to, maybe. I've never stopped. I've always allowed for it. I've always been in it. So the idea of just stopping, it sounds simple. I tell them, okay, just stop. But, you know, I'm probably talking to the devil when I say that.
don't even...
You know, and I ask about dreams. I have kind of the thoughts quiet down during the day. Maybe I'm fighting them, and that's not the right thing to do. But at night, you said some people think dreams are from God. I know my dreams aren't from God because I keep having dreams that I lost my wallet and I don't know where I am. And I have dreams about sex and I wake up and I go, oh my God. Like, and they're real explicit. And I've been having them a lot more lately.
Are you doing the silent prayer before you go to bed?
Sometimes, but not all the time.
Well, then suffer and die.
So the you silent prayer right before bed.
You're lying. You love your misery.
I think I'm very comfortable with it, but uncomfortable.
So then why
the
you complain about something that you love? Because the light is not going to take away what you love. Because what you love is your God. What you hate is your God.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yes, you do.
I know it very well. It's made a home in me.
If
but
you
I don't
didn't
love it,
you would surrender to the spirit of truth, and you would stop fighting. You would do everything. If you didn't love it, you do love it.
I don't know how to surrender. All I know is how to fight.
But you're not fighting.
I fight my problem. I think I am, or I trick myself into thinking that I am. I'll fight this and defeat it. Not I'll surrender to it and defeat it. I don't know how to surrender
by stopping
to defeat something.
Pick up your cross and walk. Follow the truth and do nothing about your cross, and the spirit of truth will destroy your cross.
Okay.
Your burdens, your disappointments, your worries, your loss of something, your this or that. The spirit of truth will take care of it, but you got to follow the truth, and you're not doing that. You don't even do it at night.
Yeah, I go right to bed and have...
Do you
dreams.
Do silent prayer during the morning when you wake up?
I better in the morning or during the day. But at nighttime, I just go to sleep.
Do you do the silent prayer every morning when you wake up?
Not every morning.
Well, then, what do you complain about then?
I guess I am complaining, huh?
What are you complaining about when you love your hell?
I don't love my hell, Jesse.
Yeah,
I want to defeat
my
hell.
If you didn't love it, you would stay in the light and you would stop fighting.
Okay, I'll try to stop fighting.
Why are you saying you don't love it when you do everything to indicate that you do love it? Why are you saying you don't love it?
Well, I want to overcome it, which means I don't love something I want to overcome. If I loved it, I wouldn't want to overcome it. I would say, don't even work on yourself. Just be in your thought. Just stay the way you are. Just continue your life in absolute hell, having hateful thoughts all day long.
That is what you're saying.
I know that.
But that's not true. You do want that.
The demon in me absolutely wants that. He's had his way with that for 40 years now. But I go, no, I don't want that anymore.
But if you didn't want it, you would do what it takes to overcome it. You would let go. You would stop.
Stop fighting.
Yeah, and then you would... stay present with the light. You're not even doing that. You won't even do the silent prayer so you can practice being present.
Morning, noon, and night. Silent
you already
prayer.
Know that.
And I know I've been listening to you for a long time, but man, that demon, he makes excuses. He tells me I'm doing better than I probably am, right? Oh, you're doing good on this journey. Yeah, you're overcoming your evil thoughts, and I think the person that's telling me that is my demon.
You think?
Yeah, it probably is.
God is never going to tell you that you're overcoming because there's nothing to overcome.
It's tricking me.
Yeah, and you love it.
No, I hate it, Jesse.
And that's what you hate. You love what you hate, buddy.
Hmm. I heard that.
All right. You hate what you love, and you love what you hate.
Yeah, You're right. I'm evil, Jesse. I'm evil, but I do want to overcome it. I'm just not doing it in the right way because I think the demon knows that I want to overcome it, so he's working hard to deceive me, and he's coming after me in my dreams.
Let me say this because of type. There is nothing to overcome.
Nothing to overcome?
No.
Am I not trying to overcome the evil that's made a home in me?
Nope.
No? Oh, I thought. Well, there I am. I thought I was there. In the thought. All right. I appreciate you taking my call, Jesse. I'm gonna continue to work on myself and surrender to these thoughts.
Give up, man, and you're gonna see. You have never had anything to overcome, but because you believe you do, you and the devil won, and you think that you have something to overcome, but you don't. That's why you need to stay present so you can see that you don't have anything to overcome.
Okay.
But you won't stay present. You're fighting with the devil.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
You don't even do the silent prayer. What the?
Sometimes, just not all the time.
Did Christ tell you to always, did he tell you don't forget to stay present, or did he tell you to do it sometimes?
He tells me not to do it. I want to go to bed.
How about God? How about Christ? Did Christ tell you to stay present all the time, or did he tell you to stay present sometimes?
I'm not sure what God told me. I know what the devil tells me. I'm not sure what God told me.
God
I'm mostly talking to the devil. I'm not really talking to God.
God said to stay present at all times, 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year.
All times. And all surrender to the evil thoughts.
Because the moment you don't, you're back with the devil.
Yeah. Me and the devil walking down the road together.
All the way.
All right, just hey. Thanks for letting me get it off my chest. I'm going to continue to work on myself. Hopefully these dreams go away. I'd like to go to bed and not wake up going, what the? But, you know, I've been having crazy dreams, Jesse.
Because you're going to bed in the darkness.
Yeah, living in the darkness, too.
And you're waking up in the darkness.
Uh-huh.
But you can wake up in the light, and you can go to bed in the light. But you got to surrender to the light and stop fighting because there's no one there to fight. And there's nothing you can do about the thoughts and emotions that made a home in you because it's not you. It's spiritual. It's the darkness. Don't want you to be in the light.
Yeah. Hey, and one last thing about Derek. He black. All right, Jesse, you have a blessed day. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
See you at the men's forum.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Derek said he's white. 888-77 Jesse. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Maria says, suggestion to Hake of the Hake Report and to Jesse of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Do not talk while playing a video. It is distracting.
What video?
Any clip.
Oh.
For example, I noticed this too, Maria.
When I said that heifer went to jail.
Yeah. And we missed the name of the man who was shouting at the Christians.
Oh, okay.
Because he was arrested too. It's distracting.
Thank you, Maria. I appreciate that. Right on.
As do I, Maria.
Yeah.
Thank you kindly. Walking Roscoe says, I can't find any SWAT stickers, so I'll settle for this super chat. Welcome to the new JLP show, members. Be still and know God. Love y'all.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe, for gifting those memberships to those new members.
Right on.
Many cases. Lalo says Pam Blondie will discuss after Fox News interview, meaning no consequences, says on X Live. Pam Blondie, one of the weakest AGs of all time. I doubt she'll get a conviction. She needs to be replaced ASAP, ASAP, as soon as possible, even if it's with an empty pillowcase. Donald J. Trump's worst appointment, says Joe.
Amazing. Thank you, Joe.
The Hitchhiker, very generous, says, I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible says. Musical notes emojis.
Thank you. Amazing.
And we'll
I
have
got
to...
T-
We'll have to read the rest later.
I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you for your support. Back to the calls right after this break. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay. Welcome back. Couple quick announcements. Number one, I do shout outs for you. Whatever the shout out is, shout out, birthdays, wedding, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement. What's up? What a mess. Whatever the shout out is, I do it for you. Go to Cameo. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And counseling. We have the best counseling service on the planet on this side of heaven. Phone, Skype, or walk-in, individual family counseling. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Well, that's not for the counseling, but that's for the support that I'm looking at. But that works too. All right? And thank you for your support. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jennifer out of Florida. Jennifer, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning from Florida.
Good morning, Jennifer.
How are you today?
All is well. Amazing.
Yeah, well, you and I have spoken once before. I called in once before, and we were talking about Jesus. So since it's Get It Off Your Chest Friday, I had a bone to pick with you about that.
Okay.
So first, my first question is, who is your God? Does your God have a name?
Yeah.
So what is his name?
Father.
Father?
I call him Father.
I mean, right, but, okay, so it's not the God of the Bible then.
What does that mean?
Well, the God of the Bible, his name is Yahweh. So I just wanted to confirm we're speaking of the same God when
what do you call him? God.
Well, he has a lot of different things that I can call him, but his name.
What do you call him?
I call him Father.
You call him Father?
Yeah.
But you don't call him Yahweh?
By his name, Yahweh? No. It's like my own God. I don't call.
You say our way or your way?
Yeah. Y-H-W-H.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like my own father. You know,
are you Jewish?
I call him Dad. No.
Why are you calling him Yahweh then?
I guess you could say I am, in a way, Jewish. I'm Christian, right? But it says,
are you Jewish or are you not Jewish?
I'm Christian.
Are you
and
Jewish?
The Bible says,
Jennifer.
What?
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm Christian.
Oh, okay.
Right. But
why
do you
call
him
Yahweh?
Because that's his name. I believe in the same God as the Jews do. They're just a little misguided because they didn't accept their own Messiah.
Okay.
Except for the Jews, for Jesus, you know, they believe in, you know, their own Messiah that their own holy texts have prophesied. But you haven't confirmed. Do you believe in the God of the Bible, Yahweh?
I believe in my Father.
Is that a no?
I'm telling you what I believe in. I don't know what you mean by Yahweh.
It's a yes or no question.
I just told you I don't know what that is.
So the God of the Bible with his name Yahweh, do you read your Bible?
What do you mean the God of the Bible?
Do you read the Bible?
There is no God of the Bible. I don't even know what you mean by that.
So you don't read the Bible?
What is the God of the Bible?
The one that's referred to in the Bible as the creator.
So the God that is referred to in the Bible, you call him the God of the Bible too?
Yeah, the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, you know, that one.
Oh. Okay.
So, yes or no?
Yes or
is
no
that
what?
Is the God you believe in?
I don't know what you mean. I can't respond.
So it's a no.
I just tell you I don't know what you mean. If you want to call it what you want to call it, that's on you.
Okay. Yeah. Because you have Bible Thumper Thursday. So, when I was first listening to you, I thought you were a believer.
That was yesterday.
I know. But, you know, you have it. And so I thought you were a believer. But then when I spoke to you the last time. I love when you sing, by the way. I love when you sing.
And I saw your face.
The last time I spoke to you.
Are you a believer?
It confirmed that you aren't a believer, that you don't believe in Jesus as the Savior, as the Lord. You know, so I think, you know, I think
you believe.
I hate to call you out on this, but you're a false teacher in a lot of senses.
Yeah, that's right. Do you believe in Jesus?
Of course I do. And Jesus
and why do
said
you
a
believe
little,
in Jesus?
Jesus said a little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump of dough, which means a little bit of false teaching can ruin the whole thing. Or
Jennifer, we can't do the Bible Thumping thing today. I'm asking you, why do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah, which means a little bit of poop.
Bye, Jennifer. This is not Bible Thumping Thursday. I ask you a question. If you want to preach, Nick is out of Virginia. Nick, you are on the air. I mean Nevada. My bad. Nevada, Nick, you're on the air.
Jesse,
hey,
it's amazing to be talking to you.
Amazing.
So I listen to you pretty much every morning, and I even wear like a little AirPod at work so I can listen to you while I interact with the bots.
Amazing.
But my question is, it's got to do with women, so... I agree with, like I said, everything you say mainly and pretty much everything about women. The only thing is, I think it's my ego that will, like, be in a situation with a woman that I know wouldn't work out due to whatever reason. But
yeah.
My ego, like, won't let her go. I keep being territorial. I keep thinking she's mine. And the idea of letting her go and another guy being with her, like, sets me off. So my question is, what is missing inside of me or that I'm thinking towards women that makes me feel weak like that?
Have you forgiven your mother?
So the short answer is no.
That's why you like that. You're never going to overcome women until you overcome your mama. You're attracted to what you hate.
Mm-hmm.
Why have you gone and forgiven your mother? You've heard me say it over and over again, right?
I definitely have.
Why haven't
so
you
I even
done
talked
it?
To her? Why haven't I done it? I don't have a fear of telling her that because I've talked to her about you and your show and how I agree with your thoughts of women and everything. She's more, she hates Trump. She's more about, you know, like the leftists. So we kind of just, when we talk about that stuff, we get friction. And yeah, I guess I do need to see what that side of forgiving her feels like. because I'm aware of everything that you say, and it makes complete sense.
But why have you done it? Because as long as you resent your mother, the woman is your God, and you're subject to her. But once you forgive your mother, the order and return to your father, the order will change, and you'll be subject to the truth and not to no one or anything else. Why haven't you forgiven her?
I guess it's because my belief in thinking that it wouldn't really change my mind towards women, but I think, go ahead.
No, go ahead, but you think what?
I think that's like the ego trying to keep me from being free.
Why don't you forgive her and find out?
Yeah, yeah.
How will you ever overcome what you hate if you don't forgive?
That's true.
Because you don't love women at all. You hate women. And the only thing you want to do is have the three letter with women. You don't love them at all. And if it wasn't for the three letters, you wouldn't have anything to do with women. But you got to forgive your mother.
No, I do agree. And I'm going to do that after this, too.
But why have you done it?
Okay, so now that I'm thinking about it, I think it's because she would kind of, like, blow it off, like, yeah, like, you and your podcast you listen to and all this other stuff. So I feel like it wouldn't really do much, but I guess it would have more of an effect on me.
And who is telling you that that's what's going to happen?
I think everything I read, like everything I listen to, is like coming up with a theory. And because if I tell her that, it's like I already know the effects of forgiving your mother. And like,
but you don't, you haven't done it.
Yeah.
So who is telling you what will happen if and when you go and forgive your mother? Who's telling you that?
I guess it would be just the idea and assumption of what would happen.
And so where are you getting the ideas and assumption from?
The thoughts. And the thoughts aren't me.
And so if you know that, why are you listening to the thoughts?
I guess because they seem familiar and comfortable.
But how will they become unfamiliar and uncomfortable if you don't forgive?
Yeah, that's true.
No, that was a question.
That was a question. yeah, I won't feel that side of the world until I do that. And I know that forgiving them is more of an acceptance within me. Okay, so here's the reason. So I feel like I can already see that other side, and I feel like it wouldn't do much if I forgive.
You can
see mother.
What other side?
The side of what it would be like if I forgave her.
But how do you know what's going to happen before you do it? Before it happens, how do you know?
Well, I don't know, like, in general what could happen. But with this very situation, it seems like I've already done it in my mind and energy. And I can see what it would and what it would feel like.
So you've already done it in the dark, and you believe that that's what's going to happen. Because you and the devil are one. Anyone who listens to thoughts are one with evil.
Mm-hmm. Is it all? Because
you go ahead.
I know you say that. I know you say that practical thoughts are necessary. But what about like manifesting or thinking and planning of a life that you want, and then thinking about it as if it's already here, kind of like bringing that life to you? But you also said that all thoughts are all lies all the time.
How do you manifest and think about a life that you don't even know what life you want, and you don't even know what you want, or you don't know what you need? How are you going to plan for something that you don't even have an idea about what you want?
I don't feel like it's what I need. I do understand that this experience is
just
a one-time
thing. But you don't even know what
thing.
You want, though.
Are you saying it's the ego that is telling me that I want these things?
100%. It's Satan and his little demons.
Mm-hmm. Because I will say this, I do want a family. I'm 31, I have no kids, but I do want a family in, you know, in the next 5 years-ish. I mean, I don't want to be 50 with a 10-year-old, you know. So it's like I do want a family within the next 5 years.
Abraham was 99 years old. Abraham was 100, and Sarah was 99. They had a kid.
I mean, I do stay fit. Like, that's why I'm so confused. Like, I stay fit. I study up on, you know, stoicism and everything, psychology, study of the brain. Like, so I'm so aware. I listen to you. But then it's like I'm weak when it comes to – I know the situation should be done, and she's disrespecting me in front of my face. And it's like, why do I – is it my territorial claim towards her? Like,
no, it's because you love the thrill of being afraid. You love the fear of judging your mother. You love the spirit of hating yourself. You love the idea of wanting a family. You love evil.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want a family?
I think, like I said, I do understand that this is a one-time experience of being a human, and we're here to learn and manipulate our own energy. But I want a family just to experience that as a human being.
Why?
I think it would be a good experience to pass on my bloodline.
And why do you think that?
Because it's just another thing to do while we're here being humans. I know that in 100 years, no one's going to remember me. You know, so it's like,
Do you want people to remember you?
For positive things, yeah.
But why?
But why? I guess it's for really no reason, but just say, hey, I did it.
But did what?
Like, it's kind of like having one of those records on your high school sports wall, you know? Like, it's just like, yeah, I was one of those guys that had a kid here, and that guy taught me a lot of things. And
so you just want it for the thrill?
I want it for the thrill, but I'm not using the thrill as a crutch.
What do you use it for then?
Just another thing to do here.
What would happen if you want it for nothing?
I thought about this the other day. Well, I thought if I ripped all of my ideas that made me familiar and comfortable, like, who would I be?
Won't you
and
find
it
out?
It gave me like a, because I depend on them so much, the thoughts, it gave me like a, the rug ripped out from under me, like I'm just treading water in the middle of the ocean type thing.
Beautiful. Like, Why don't you do that then?
The first thing that I felt was resistance. Like, wait, who are you? Like, you've been telling yourself you're this, you're that, and now all of a sudden you're nothing. But it's like, I've always been nothing. I understand that. So why don't I do that? It kind of gives me a sense of panic that I'm off track. Like, I have all these goals planned, and now they're gone.
And who panic when that idea comes?
The desire for all of that, so the ego.
And who is in charge of the ego?
Me as the observer, and it's my fault for...
No, you're not in charge of the ego. The devil is. And all his little demons, and all his little false ideas, and all of his little false wants, and all that. You listen to the devil. The devil got you, is keeping you from even going free by telling you, oh, if you go forgive your mother, she's going to say this, she's going to act this way. You know how she is. You listen to the devil, and because you listen to him, you can't even go free. You won't go and forgive. God said to go and forgive. I will forgive you and will make you free. But the devil said, don't forgive. Have all your own wants and needs, and I'll take care of you. Either you want to stay with evil, but you need to make up your mind and stop pretending.
Okay. Let me ask you this, too. Is it evil, like, say I forgive my mother and I'm clear now, you know, I ripped out all my familiar thoughts. Is it still ego for me to be, because I feel like I'm so distracted because I don't have a purpose that I'm focusing on. Like, I love investing in real estate. I love working out. I want to make workout videos and help other people. I feel like I'm going down this ego path with women because I'm purposeless. Like, I don't have that to focus on, so therefore I'm looking for feelings to distract me with.
The best, if you want real life, and this is the truth too, if you want real life, you have to have a life with no purpose.
So how do I still, you know, like, make a living, like a...
Go to work and do what the boss tell you to do and get your check on the end of the week.
Nah, Jesse, I can't be a bot. You've taught me too much to be just a normal bot.
What's a bot? Like
a bot is like a NPC, like a non-player character in a video game. Like, if I go up, I go to work, and I'll be like, what the? Like, why are you so upset? It's because this. And I'll explain, like, what you say, and they'll be like, oh, what are you smoking? I'm like, oh, my God, that's such a bot response. Like, you're so controlled by the ego, you have no idea what awareness is, and it drives me crazy. And it's like, I can't even hang out with certain... I live in a really small town. I want to move desperately, which I also think is an ego thing. But it's like, I can't share this conversation with anybody.
Why do you want to share it? I would recommend you not tell anyone. Why do you want to share it?
Because it's like... I mean, I talk to my cat all the time and tell her a bunch of stuff. She gets it, but...
Your cat?
I want to find... Yeah, a cat.
You have a cat?
I do.
He living in the house?
I live in an apartment.
The cat live in there too?
Yeah.
But why not? You don't even understand yourself what you're telling people. It's all intellectual because you haven't gotten forgiven. You're not doing the silent prayer. Christ said to tell no one, and the devil tell you to tell everyone. You're still obeying the devil. And you're telling this to people out of ego, and you're telling it to people who don't even want to hear the truth. But you're getting a thrill from it.
That's true. I'm over here because I want to invest in real estate. I got all the plans, but it's like I feel like I'm stuck, and I'm telling them how to do it or an idea of it, but I'm in the same situation as them. I'm like, what the hell am I even saying?
So why don't you stop then?
Why don't I stop? I almost feel like that's what's keeping me...
And then when you tell people, you're like, I got all this knowledge that people don't want to hear. I can't believe that. That's the devil. You want people to see you as smart. And when they reject it, you get angry. Because you see yourself as smart, and you're not smart.
I do see myself as smart because of... The things that I read makes, like, I don't just believe it when I read it. Like, I apply it and compare it.
But you don't.
To, you know, what I'm.
You haven't gone and forgiven your mother. You haven't stopped watching for things. You haven't given up trying to tell people things. So you don't understand it.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, like, I'll definitely forgive my mother. I mean, I'll let go of the idea of it not really doing much to me. Maybe it will. But I don't know. I kind of don't like the part of how you said of don't have plans and just go to work and just listen to your boss. Like, I feel like there's more to
what
that.
What I mean, listen to your boss. When the man hired you, you said, okay, if you give me X amount of dollars, I'm going to do this job for you. That's what I mean by listen to the boss. And get your paycheck.
Okay.
And then let life happen for you.
That's true. I agree with that.
Why are you not doing the silent prayer?
I feel like I do the silent prayer in a different form, but not exactly the silent prayer.
Feeling like
form.
You're doing it and not doing it.
Maybe
go forgive your mother, man.
The
do the silent prayer because of time here. Do the silent prayer and call me back.
What the? All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. What a mess. Thank you. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Oh, dear me, not a five-year-old. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and five-year-old illegal alien got his picture taken, and everybody's like, oh. Or maybe he was not an illegal alien. He's an anchor baby, like the anchor baby himself. American anchor baby, that is. Maybe he'll grow up to be based. But although we are going to get rid of that anchor baby rule, because that's not constitutional, actually. This is the end of hour two, like I said, of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Express yourself. The 20th, although you do have to have somewhat of a conversation, answer questions, you know. 23rd of January, AD 2026. The lines are full, but in case a line opens up, I recommend you call in just in case you can get through, because sometimes people drop. Or sometimes JLP wraps up with the caller before you realize it. So call in to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the third hour if you haven't already gotten on air once today. You can also call the Hake Report right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, as well as American Anchor Baby, which we hope and pray will be happening right after the Fallen State, which happens right after the Jesse Lee the Hake Report today. Nice, nice. And then, of course, Real Church, Real Church, with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Make sure you are subscribed and click the bell icon, you know, tap the bell icon, whatever, for all alerts for Bond channel, Bond YouTube channel, which is Rebuilding the Man is the @. And you can also follow Bond on Rumble, which is Rebuilding the Man as well. Although that doesn't stream the church services, it uploads the clips. Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble streams the church services. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Nice. There are playlists on the Rumble channel as well. Commie Nonsense Network's CNN reporting a five-year-old has become one of the latest children caught up in the Trump administration's mass deportation campaign. We got to do what's right, which includes deport the five-year-olds. Nice. Because sometimes five-year-olds grow up to be degenerate. I remember I was a kid, a five-year-old stabbed his teacher. Terrible. Trump administration's mass deportation campaign taken from the driveway of his Minneapolis area home by federal agents. Based. The boy, Liam Conejo Ramos, now being held with his father. His father was an illegal, too. I think he had done some crimes, if I remember correctly, because I read about this on X, but CNN might not give you that context, at least not up front. Maybe not at all. At an immigration facility in Texas. So he's with his dad. Nice. Wow. Hispanic with a father. It's more common than with the blacks. The family's attorney said they came to the United States from Ecuador legally and presented themselves to the border officers in 2024 to apply for asylum. That means they crossed illegally and presented themselves, trying to do that loophole, asylum loophole, pretending like, oh, I'm a refugee from Ecuador. Give me a break. Refugee from what? Ramos is one of four students in the Minneapolis area Columbia Heights School District who have been taken into ICE custody in recent weeks. Nice. And that's a good thing. Maduro operation, a new CNN analysis shows extraordinary risks taken to seize Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. On January 3rd, experts say there was a critical two-minute window in which U.S. forces and especially vulnerable while landing and lifting off directly from Maduro's heavily fortified compound, doing manly work. Manly work is risky work, but no American casualties to our knowledge. During that period, the aircraft was moving slowly at low altitude, making them easier targets for even relatively simple weapons. Video footage shows U.S. attack helicopters providing overhead cover in fighting Venezuela air defenses as U.S. transport helicopters extracted Maduro. Venezuelan authorities claim at least 100 people were killed in the overall operation, including Venezuelans and Cubans, I hear. The security, you know. I don't know about any, were any innocent civilians harmed? I don't know. It's possible. The Trump administration says no American lives were lost. And they did get a TikTok deal. So for American version of the TikTok deal, okay, you guys can keep your TikTok. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe in life as love? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing and you just can't watch the show, you can podcast. If you think you're better than the church and you're up in there trying to yell at the Christians, or whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast and listen to the show. Or you're just making breakfast and you just can't sit and watch it. But you can listen to it on your phone, anywhere in the world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And what else is amazing, Jesse? It's Friday. And why, Jesse? Because it's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello, America. Welcome.
Tell us, why are you doing this?
This is Operation Pull Up, more of a clandestine operation. We show up somewhere that is a key location, and then we disrupt business as usual.
Lang is seen moving through the area with visible injuries, blood on his face, head, and clothing.
I'm not allowed to stand up for myself. I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America?
We would go from, tree shade to get back to the apartment. My brother and I, my mom, with bags. And my mom would go, don't look, don't look, don't look. And she'd pull us away because there was someone hanging from a tree.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Okay. Whatever. All of Satan's children have a cause. Religious cause. Patriot cause. Abortion cause. Some type of cause. And then they fight. And then they fight. Amazing, huh? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Owen out of California. He's been waiting a while. Owen, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Owen.
How's it going?
All is well.
All is well. Got that right.
Amazing.
So is everybody just pretending? Is that basically what we're dealing with?
Yeah, they are all actors. We are all actors on a stage when we are living in the imagination with the ego. It's a showcase personality, nothing real about it.
Yeah, that's everybody's.
Every
faking.
Human being on the planet until they start to overcome it.
So as you're overcoming it, how do you differentiate the two? Because I'm very intellectual. I have a vivid imagination, all that nonsense.
If you stop right now, never listening to the imagination ever again, be aware that it is talking to you and it's trying to make you feel things, but do nothing about it, and the awareness will destroy the darkness. It's all an illusion. It's not real at all.
Right, but it causes your thrills, causes fun feelings. And it's very addictive, I guess.
And human beings love thrills. They love hating, and they love being hated because they're of their father, the devil. Satan loves hating, and he loves being hated. That's why they try to seduce other people to hate them, hate back. They hate them so they can hate back, so they can get the thrill, and they love it.
Is that kind of like arguing with a woman, that hate, love-hate thing that's going on?
Arguing with anyone about anything is a hatred going on. It's a thrill.
Okay, and so you've mentioned before something or a concept about you become what you hate or you love what you hate, something like that?
Yes.
Can you expand on that at all?
Have you noticed that every human being, male and female, just like their mothers? They have the same personality. They react in the same way. They have the same emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because they hate their mothers, and they become like their mother. They have the nature of the spirit of the mother, which is not her own. It's evil nature. It's the nature of Satan, of evil. But they become just like their mother. They start acting like her and carrying on like her, emotional like her. But they call it themselves, too. They said, this is me. This is who I am. And they become one with evil, and it goes on from generation to generation. Until somebody finally say, no, I'm not going down that road. I'm going to forgive, and I'm going to be free.
Okay, and so when you're little, this happens when you're little. So your mom's nice to you, and you're like, this is great. And then she, blows a fuse, and you're panicked, and you kind of... hide in your imagination. I think you said something about that.
Yeah, the nice mother is the evil one. And she traumatized you. And the moment you become angry or resentful or agitated or whatever, you go into darkness and you forget about the light.
Okay. So as long as you maintain that, I always thought it was, cool. I can get angry, I can defend myself, I can get in somebody's face, that's cool, it's strong, whatever. But when I see that relates back to my mom losing her cool versus my dad, which was much more stoic.
Absolutely. Anyone who gets angry is evil. And they're getting a thrill. anyone become agitated or resentful or frustrated. They are evil, and they are getting a thrill. But the thrill is death and not life.
I can see that. So other people, you're at work, somebody's uncorking, and you're like, oh my gosh, he's acting like his mom. He thinks he's cool. He thinks he's tough. Just walk away, or, you know, it happens often.
Become a doormat and let that be on them. The ego in them are attacking the ego in you, but you be a doormat and don't protect the ego, and you'll die from it. Because nothing is happening to you, it's happening to the false you. And then don't judge them either. They are blind and they can't see. They
but
may
I've
even
always,
use the name Yahweh. And they
feel,
they may use the, you know, that lady called up talking about Yahweh or her way or Yahweh or something.
Yeah.
She's blind and cannot see, and she doesn't know it. So
that's
you can't
right.
judge her.
Okay, and my ego says I want to, you know, trump her Yahweh. But, and this, it's not me. And this is, you know, people often, whatever, I don't need to get into that.
Right.
We can't even pronounce the Lord's name. That's what I was told, or that's what came to me. All this Yahweh and whatever else.
The people who are into that, they have read the pages of the Bible, or they have been told by somebody else that that's what it is, and they never get any further than that. And they think that what they read on a page is reality. And then they walk around trying to convince everyone else that they believe. But they don't believe in God at all. Not one. They don't even have a relationship with God. They have a relationship with letters on a page, and they never get any further than that.
Right.
Because they're taking it literally, because Satan is telling them that, and the preacher that or the teacher that's telling them, Satan is telling them the same thing, and they're passing it on to the congregation or anyone that will listen to it. And so that's why Christ said, forgive them, they are asleep, they know not what they do.
Right.
Amazing. So I got to run, man.
You bet.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
What? Why are you talking through all that? You're not doing the silent prayer.
I forgave my mom. But one of the earlier callers, you say you got to forgive your mother. That's great. But then you have to return to the Father. And that's where the rubber meets the road.
But how are you going to return if you don't stay present with the Father?
That's a work. That's a lifelong work.
How do you know you're not doing it?
How do I know I'm not doing it?
I said, how do you know it's a lifelong work when you're not doing it at all?
Well, it says pray unceasingly or something to that effect.
Yeah, stay present.
That's to me, that's communion with the Father.
But all you're doing is coming up with ideas. Why don't you do it and find out?
I enjoy my ego too much.
Yeah. What a mess, Ori.
It's a mess.
All right. Well, I wish you well.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller, Harold Heard out of Minnesota. Heard, you are on the air.
Nice to be on the air. Nice to talk to you.
Speak up a little bit, Heard.
Good morning. Nice to finally get to meet you.
Right on. You too, buddy.
Yes. I had a question.
Okay.
What do you feel about this verse when Christ said, before Abraham I was, I am?
What do I feel about it?
Yeah, like...
Nothing?
Because I hear you quote, like, the Bible a lot, and you said that Jesus ain't God, and that's where people get their references as far as to him being God. It's from the same scripture that you quote.
I can understand why they would see it that way, but it's still not reality.
I hear you. I hear you in the point that he's not the almighty God as far as we are gods created in his image.
Does God have a father?
I guess Christ, he have a father.
And so if he have a father, Why? How could he be God?
Because he said we are all gods because we made in his image.
We are all made in God's image, but if he has a father, he even had to go to his father and pray. He even had to go to his father to find out what his father will is. He had right. to go to the father. If he were God, why would he have to go to himself?
Right. I understand.
No, that was a question.
Like, I understand as far as what you're saying, but, like, as far as, like, the Bible says he shall be called a mighty God, you know, so, what? Like, and the Bible says he shall be called the mighty God, and he shall be called a wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace.
They called Trump all that, too. They called Trump the Prince of Peace. He bringing peace upon the earth. They call him, they call him Daddy. They call him a key, and they hold
they
key.
They call him everlasting Father. Yeah. They call him the Mighty God.
They call him amazing. I call him the Great White Hope.
Your phone is tripping. Sorry. You think that we needed a Great White Hope, or it's not bringing too much hope like how he's doing it?
If we ever needed one, we needed him now, and we got him now. Are you grateful?
In some ways.
Yeah.
Some ways I'm grateful, but some ways I'm like, he could do better.
Better than what? Better than all the rest. Better than what?
Better than, he could do better as far as representing America, as far as what like, we stand for.
Like what, for an example, you think he should do better at?
As far as just being more humble about it. You know,
what
it's
do you mean?
Like, cause it's like his ego. Like you said, the devil is our ego. He got too much of that devil in him.
Why do you say that?
Cause he got a lot of ego.
Why do you say that?
Cause he don't try to like unify the people more. Like, you know, like the American people. Like,
So you're saying he has an ego because he doesn't try to unify the people?
Yeah.
What do you mean by unify the people? What does that mean?
It mean try to make a way for not just the middle class and the rich.
The little what? Like,
try to have more democracy, more hope for the poor.
What?
Like try to have more hope for the poor. Like try to make more way
hope for the fourth.
Yeah, for the poor people.
What do you mean have hope for the poor people? What do you mean by that?
Because he make a lot of taxes to help the rich people. He cut a lot of taxes to help the rich people.
No, he cut the taxes to help the working people.
The rich people.
No, so only rich people work?
Nah, rich people don't work.
But how did they become rich if they didn't work?
A lot of them was inherited. A lot of them, that money, they was born into.
How do you know that?
It's just easy to see. It's just easy to see.
How do you see that?
Because, like, me working 9 to 5 is like, at a McDonald's job, I ain't going to get nowhere.
Well, you are. You have a job. That won't put food on your table?
Yeah.
That won't pay your rent?
Yeah, barely.
That won't put gas in your car?
Barely doing it.
So what do you mean by you won't get nowhere? You're getting your body being taken care of.
Because of politicians like Trump. You know, I think we needed more people like Bernie Sanders.
What do you mean? So you want free stuff?
I don't want free stuff. I just want more of a voice.
Are you black?
Yes, sir.
So you want free stuff?
Nah, I just want more of a voice.
A voice that would do what?
To be equally looked upon.
What do you mean by that? That doesn't make sense.
Because like how Trump called the Somalians garbage.
Right, they come from asshole country, and according to the report,
they're stealing
from the American people. Are you okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with that. But to say that's a shithole country like Trump.
Well,
said.
Can't curse on the phone on the show, man.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. But is it an asshole country?
No, but that's the country that all civilization came from.
Is it an asshole country?
Is
it an asshole country?
It's just sad because the colon. Is it an asshole country? You mean, is it a poor country?
Is it an asshole country?
Meaning that it's poor?
Is it asshole? One more time, and then I have to run. Is it asshole?
That's your opinion.
No, I'm asking you.
Does you guys know? I don't feel so.
Then why are they coming here then?
You right about that.
No, that was a question.
That was a question because there's more opportunity here.
So if it's not an asshole country, why don't they have the opportunity over there? And then why are they coming here and been accused of stealing the money and sending it back over there?
You right about that.
No, there was another question.
I don't know why they doing that.
Because of the asshole country, man.
You should still be careful with the words you use when you're talking about Africa, though.
Why?
Because that's where all civilization started from.
No, it didn't. That's not true.
That's where all cultures came from.
No.
Everybody. You could Google it where life started from. And tell you it started.
I can also AI it, but that's not true. Right. What you're saying.
So that's not where life created.
Uh-uh.
That's where life. So where did it start from?
Gotcha.
Huh?
Georgia.
Georgia?
God.
Yeah, and he started it where?
In heaven.
What location on earth?
I'm talking about on earth.
How we got to earth?
He put you inside of your mother and you came through her.
Yeah, but I'm talking about scientifically proven that. It's been scientifically proven
you came through the woman, but that doesn't mean she owned you. But I got to run, Harold. Call me again.
Yeah, I will. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Samantha. No, I mean, my bad. Shakita out of North Carolina. First-time caller, Shakita out of North Carolina. Shakita, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Amazing.
Okay, so I had a question, and I wanted to get your honest opinion. Just because me and my husband, we've been listening to you for about 2-3 years now, and we've just learned a lot, and it's just really helped us out so much in our lives, working on ourselves and everything. And so this, I'll give you a little background. I recently took, and my husband, he actually called you a couple of weeks ago to kind of ask a question about this for your opinion. So I recently, my job was considering doing some layoffs, and they were offering a buyout. And so I decided to take the buyout. It's not a great amount of money, but it's a good amount to where I can pay some bills up and everything for a few months just so the financial strain don't be so much on my husband. But my main reason for taking the buyout, one of the main reasons, is because we decided to homeschool our children. This is my third year homeschooling, but I was also working full time. Now, me and my husband, we have separate work schedules. So when I'm at work, he's at home. And then when he's going to work, I'm at home. And when I'm off, those are the times that I do the homeschooling. But we had started to notice just some decline in our children's, like their behavior, because honestly, that sometimes with them being home more, they kind of start getting a little more screen time and a little game time, which was our fault. So when I was presented with this opportunity with the job, I'm like, okay, we talked it over and we like, you know what, it's more important for me to be at home with the kids, so I can have more time and focus more on them. And he could just, you know, pick up more hours at work and then he just deal with the financial part of it. And then I'll just, you know, be home. In the midst of all of that, his mother, had gotten admitted into the hospital. She's been diagnosed with dementia for a couple of years now, and her health is taking a turn for the worse. And so we were actually considering it. And my question for you, I was wondering, is it wrong to, because we were considering taking her in, even if it's temporarily, to see if it's something that we could be able to swing, if it's not too much on us, bringing her in our home versus her going into a nursing home and me taking care of her, me being the primary caregiver, being that I would be the one being home, you know, with the children. And I don't mind doing it, but to be honest, one of the main reasons that really is driving me to consider doing it would be the financial part, because she don't get a whole lot, but the money that she do get would be able to help us as far as with our income, me taking care of her. So I was wondering, like, do you think that would not be a good reason to bring her in our home and take care of her, just, you know, mainly because it would be helpful to us financially?
Based on what you've told me, I absolutely recommend you don't do that. You will live to regret it, and the money ain't worth it. Let your husband take care of you guys financially, your wife or the children. Do not bring that woman into your home. Let her go to nursing care or wherever. But you will regret it if you do it.
Yeah, and I appreciate that advice, because we've been weighing it. I mean, we've been weighing the options, and, I mean, it's now she's been in the hospital for 2 months, and her condition has just gotten worse since she's been in the hospital.
Yeah.
As far as, like, her mental status and everything, even her mobility. She was walking more before she got in, but she got sick, got in the hospital. Now it's going to be more to take care of her now than it would have been before she went in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I was if I take care of her.
You're doing it for the money. And you need to, I recommend you stop being a mama for your husband, trying to make it a little easy on him. Don't do that. And this is
Listen, because... You're right. Gosh.
This lady is your mother-in-law, right?
Yes, she is.
Okay. But stop being mama to your husband's going to be just fine, mama.
And I know he's listening. He's probably dying laughing. You're right, because I had to come out of that. Because, you know, previously in our relationship, I found myself doing that, not knowingly. I thought that I'm like, hey, I'm helping them. Like, this is right. But I was mama.
Uh-huh.
I was. But I've been working on that, and I don't want to be that.
Well, have you forgiven your mother?
I have.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes, sir. Now, sometimes I might miss a night or so, but for the most part, I try to.
So are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No.
How would God help you if you don't stay with him?
You're right. I don't know how he would.
So go back to the silent prayer, stay present, and I promise you, you'll stop momming your husband. You will stop. You will operate in perfect love. You'll be fine, but you got to stay with the Father. You got to stay with the light.
You're right. I agree.
So go back to
it. I agree. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate that.
And you stay with it, and everything will be fine.
Thank you. I will. And I know that.
Yeah.
I just have to work on staying present and just staying out of my thoughts.
Yes.
I do know that they're not mine. It's just remembering to stay out of them, and also to not overreact, because that's one of my biggest things. I don't want to overreact to them.
When you don't overreact to those thoughts or anyone on the outside of you, because they're dealing with the same evil, everything going to change for you. It will be amazing.
You're right. I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
All right. Amazing.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super
Chat.
Michael M. says, hey, Jesse. No, I and Jesse. I met you last year, came to see you, and got a picture with you. Mike from Tampa.
Right on. Stay with him, Mike. Stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. It's not actual coffees. It's super chats. Five from Eric. Quote, in God, in truth, in the light, there is no thinking. Why would you need to think if you're in the light? JLP.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Fazul, peace to Jesse and crew. Have a glorious weekend.
I appreciate that. Thank you, and thank you for your support. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
With that and the phone call, the treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on Kills.net. Back in a quick moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up. H-A-K-E Report at the top of this hour. And after the Hake Report, on Fridays, a brand new episode of the ForTheState.TV. I talked to the Sham Wow guy, Vince Offer. And he's a CEO. Entrepreneur, CEO, and a pop cultural icon. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I have with me the Sham Wow guy.
Hi, it's Vince with Sham Wow.
All the algorithms need to be transparent and say, oh, this guy's talking about trans. Oh, let's suppress him. I'm like, okay, this is like discrimination. This is like a black guy in the 1940s going in the back of the bus. What's going on here? Nazism, communism, they use the same playbook. If you don't follow them, okay, now canceled. I feel like I'm in a therapist session here. Just a therapy. You get both. You get podcast and therapy.
What? Yeah. Amazing. Today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake, HAKEReport.com. And you're going to notice, and he's going to tell you later, I'm sure, that he is wearing, what's that?
Lynyrd.
What?
Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt.
Oh, country and western singer. I mean, not country.
Sort
Western
of Alabama. Country-ish rock.
He's saying now, Sweet Home Alabama.
They sang Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
They are all dead, but they are still touring. You do the math.
How are they dead and touring?
Because the estates of each of the dead original members support and endorse their replacements.
Are they called The Walking Dead?
No, they're still called Lynyrd Skynyrd, even though no original member is performing. But they
well,
are.
Well, there are a group of people pretending to be them.
Not pretend. Maybe. Yes. We'll go with yes.
Amazing.
But the relatives, the estate supports it.
Right on.
You know.
And then after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby today, the American Anchor Baby, right after the Fallen State. And then check out Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV, no S, Punchy TV. And last but not least, fellowship on Sunday for all. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. And if you can't make it in, you can watch it live on rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? Amazing! Let me go quickly to Scott, our first-time caller out of Colorado. Scott, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I am a first-time caller and a brand-new subscriber for
Thank
about
you.
A week. And, you know, something that, you know, I've really been focusing on, forgiving my mother. Let me say this. I had two incredible parents, and they're both passed away 20, 30 years ago. And when I think about them or reflect upon them, it's nothing but good. Came from a very patriarchal situation, large Irish Catholic family. Dad was in control. He was the leader. And my mother, you know, subjected to him. And so I'm really struggling with what specifically do I need to forgive her for when I really can't find anything that, I have a resentment or, you know, any anger about.
And how about your father? Did you forgive him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my brother and I talk about him. He's been gone 35 years, and we talk about him with high regard.
And why did you resent him? You say you forgave him. Why did you resent your father?
Well, no, I said we regard him today as being—
But I asked you, have you forgiven your father? You said yes.
Yes. Yes, I have.
And what did you have to forgive him for?
Well, he, he was an alcoholic early in my life, but he got recovered and became a man that I, you know, only would hope to be.
But what
so,
did he do
you know,
to
I did
you,
forgive
though?
Him for being human.
What did he do
and
to
falling.
You?
Well, he scared me. You know, he scared all of us back when he was, into the alcohol. But he got free from that.
And how did he scare
became,
you?
It was frightening. You know, it's just, the family was, being torn apart by it. And the security that I was seeking in the family was being threatened.
And why?
Because of the dysfunction.
Amazing. And your mother was perfect?
No, not at all. But
in
she was a
was
very
she?
Humble, very humble, solid woman that honored my father.
What way was she not perfect?
Just in the human way,
what?
Getting angry, acting out. She was a better person than I would hope to be in my eyes today.
But she was
if that makes sense.
Not at all, because she was an angry person. She was evil. Why do you call her good when she was evil?
Well, I just don't see the evil in her because I have such high regard for her.
But you said that she was angry. You had to see it to know that she was angry.
Right. But again, what is the process that I go through to forgive anyone, but certainly my mother? I believe you're speaking truth to me, so I'm accepting that. I'm not fighting that. How do I label what to forgive her for?
One of the reasons that your father was an alcoholic was because he couldn't deal with the hell in your mother. Your mother was pretending to be a good person, and she was turning you away from your father. And you start, once you resented her, you start to see your father in the way that your mother sees him. And now you think that you are angry at your father because he was a quote-unquote alcoholic. But he couldn't have any hell in your mother, and she was covering it up by playing victim.
You know, I never recognized that. Maybe, I'm not arguing with
right.
you or disputing that fact, but I don't experience that. I don't feel that. You know, I can't label it.
Because
I can't put my finger on it.
You so identify with her. You and your mother are one. You became like what you hate. And you can't.
Yeah.
You can't fathom. That's the right word.
Close.
You can't fathom seeing your mother as evil so that you can forgive her. And until you do that, you're never going to overcome the spirit of your mother, and you will never know God.
Right. And I want that. Absolutely. Searching for that. But again, what do I just blanket statement? Forgive her for being evil?
No, you don't make it up and don't believe it because I said it. But what I want to encourage you to do is to start doing the silent prayer so you can see that you would see what was really going on, and then you could forgive.
Okay. That makes sense.
Have you tried the silent prayer yet?
Well, I just, last night was my first time, and I'm going to do, I did not do it when I woke up. I'm in, a couple hours behind you in Colorado, but I'm going to hang up and do it.
Okay, yeah.
Because I want this more than anything else.
Well, then start looking within, watch those thoughts and feelings, and you will see, and it will make you free. But you got to forgive.
Okay. I'm on it.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
All right. God bless you.
You too.
Thank
buddy.
You.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time caller, John out of California. John, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse? How are you doing?
All is well. Speak up a little louder, John.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can better now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to answer the biblical question.
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
So I think that the real me is perfect.
And why do you think that?
Because the real me has never changed. It has nothing to do with who I am as John, like my mind, my body, my experiences, who I am has never been born and will never die and has never changed. It's perfect always.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to that, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing, the decree don't rise.
Yeah, and I love that you asked that question to everyone, the who are you,
Yes. And you
I love that, man. I say,
who are you?
Who I am, it doesn't have a name. The way I can explain it is, this is the way I kind of explained it to my daughter in simple form. So basically, if anybody does this, you close your eyes and you try to visualize something, for example, like an apple, right? You can visualize it very clearly in your mind, and then you can say the word. You can say the word apple, for example, something simple, and you can vocalize it in your mind. And you can see that. You can see the image and you can hear the word, but you're not seeing it with your eyes and you're not hearing it with your ears, then how are you listening and watching the thoughts? Who is the one that is observing? Then from there, you realize that there is something beyond the mind that has always been there and has never changed from since you were a child till now. It has been the same. The only thing that has changed is that we've accumulated things in our mind, which is just memory. And that's what formed our personality. And the body is just growing old, changing like the seasons, going from young to a little older and then fade away, just like anything on earth, right? But who we are is really like the sun, and the mind is like the sky, right? It's always changing. The mind always changing. The earth is always changing like the body. But who we are is like the sun. It's eternal. It never changes its nature.
Very interesting, John. Amazing. I appreciate that, man. And you stay with it.
All right, brother.
Thank you, John.
All right. Love you, Jesse.
Love you too, buddy.
Bye. All right. Bye.
888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time callers. Noah and Brandy out of Pittsburgh. Noah and Brandy, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Can you hear us?
I hear
you. Hi, Jesse.
Now I hear both, yes.
Well, we just have it on speakerphone. So I guess the question... we wanted to give a shout out to you because we believe that we're your best, what is it called? Best fan. We're your biggest fans.
Shout out. Thank you.
Okay. But anyways, and the question is just, it's just like, you know, how, like black people, you know, they act like, you know, white people, they can't experience racism. I mean, that's my question to you. Why is it that just because I'm white, I can't experience racism from somebody, whether it's black or Mexican or whatever else?
Well, number one, racism doesn't exist. It's an illusion. It has never existed. It cannot exist, and it won't ever exist. And then number two, when people are angry like that, they are seeing themselves as victims. And they want to be the only victims.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
And so that's why they do it. They want to be the only victims so they can get all the free stuff and all the false sympathy and all and anytime any person see themselves as a victim, they are pure 100% evil. And they can't help it. They're very dangerous people.
Jesse, I've been wondering the same thing. What is wrong with black people? Not all of them, but what is that? What is wrong with them?
They are yearning for their father. They hate their mothers and grandmothers in some cases, but they hate their mothers, and they are yearning for their father, and they are listening to the children of the world, which are children of the devil, and they are telling them that it's someone else. They are making them look on the outside instead of looking inside so they can overcome. They're listening to the lie in their heads, and they're listening to the lie in the world, other human beings.
Yeah, these, like, 20-year-olds, they think they know everything, and it's hilarious.
Absolutely. But for I'm going to have to run, but forgive them. They know not what they do. They cannot see.
It's very true.
Don't hate them. They're lost.
Yes. Yeah. Don't hate the sin. Love the sinner.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for talking to us.
It's good to hear from you, and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
You too.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, 3 coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew.
Good morning.
Biblical question and answer.
What do you believe, you are perfect or imperfect?
Perfect in essence, because we're made in his image. But until you repent and return, you're disconnected from that essence, and you live in the imperfect illusion of the mind.
Amazing.
Love y'all. 3 hearts.
Love you back, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. For that and your support. Thank you.
Sweet as Honey and Riley 113, thank you both for becoming JLP members.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Cesar or Caesar with 3 coffees over here. Hey, Jesse and crew. Jesse, the way you trolled Jennifer from Florida was hilarious. Laughing face with tears. Then you, on the very next call, you switched up and genuinely tried to help the male caller. You, sir, are truly amazing. Thank you for what... for doing what you do, man. 10 clap and 10 Dominican strong arm, because I happen to know he's Dominican. Docs.
Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. Amazing.
Skip Laug, goal achieved, because we have goals on the YouTube for a number of super chats.
Right.
And we had 1 super chat left to reach the goal, and Skip Laug achieve the goal.
Well, thank you, Skip. I appreciate that. Lord, Skip. Thank you.
Jules X Bandit, I enjoy your shows, Jesse. Thank you for putting some common sense back into humanity.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And it's just getting better. Thank you.
Ever Blazer, it's not Samantha. Semantics, laughing faces, tears in parentheses.
Amazing. Thank you.
And a shout out to Games for Rec, Sean Stree something. Taking care of Business Kid Combo and all the supporters on the D-Live crew. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you all.
Heath White with the biblical question answer.
Do you believe you're perfect or imperfect?
I was born perfect, but I was made imperfect by the world, so I'm imperfect now until my mind gets right.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, how many cents Jesse will give on Sunday regarding the biblical question? Wondering how many cents Jesse will give on Sunday regarding the biblical question.
Check it out. A Sunday meeting starts at 11 a.m. RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
My guess is it might be 2 cents. But I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Thank you. We've got a lot of work to do, and y'all are getting help, and you're helping us to help others. It doesn't get any better than that. Let me go to Germany and talk to Rich out of Germany, heard around the world. Rich, you are on the air.
Hey, Grandpa Jesse, thank you very much for taking my call. That was me wondering how many cents you're putting in on Sunday. But
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
That's right. I'm grateful to you and the Bond crew. It's just total freedom. But I want to get it off my chest. This is not out of anger. This is out of love because I've heard callers after caller after caller. When you ask if they're doing the silent prayer, they're like, and means no.
Right.
It is this easy. The minute it's once my alarm gets up or it gets me up, I don't even put my feet on the floor. I sit up right where I'm at in the bed, start right there, and then it sets me for the rest of the day. It's not a competition on how long you can do it. Right. Just start. God's going to take care of the rest.
Amazing. They're allowing evil to talk them out of it, and they don't realize that that's what's happening because they still believe that the thoughts are real. And so the evil doesn't want them to come to the light because the light will destroy the darkness, which is evil. And they, if they ever just stop listening to that, they'll do it without even thinking about it.
Yes, sir. And then at nighttime, no better way for the heart and the mind and the body to be still.
Absolutely.
And at night, doing the silent prayer. And it is a commandment out of Psalm 46:10. Be still and know I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And that is a commandment.
I rest
and
my case.
The simplest thing.
Amazing.
We make it so difficult. Amazing. Thank you, Jesse. Love y'all.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Grace out of California. Grace, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Grace.
I miss you. I love you. How are you doing?
All is well. Ooh, I'm missing you.
Oh, thank you. So I want to just give a very quick recommendations for the lady who called you. She was planning to do homeschooling at the same time that I think is mother-in-law something has dementia.
Oh, yeah.
She was considering. Yeah. Yeah, so I think you recommend her not to take the old folks to the live. I do agree with that.
No, I told her don't. I suggested she not let the mother-in-law come live with them.
Yeah, don't do that because to all the people who listen to the show right now, the reason why the dementia is the problem with the brain is not functioning normal.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter that if they have disease or not, that is not recommended to stay with the parents and, I mean, the in-law, whatever, with the kids, because the dementia will bring a lot of chaos in life, because I used to be taking care of people who have dementia.
Yeah.
They were, you were arguing with the person, doesn't make sense. So I just want people to know, don't think that you do bad thing, because I was thinking to get my father to United States. It's the wrong idea. God wouldn't let that happen. So
right on.
Just don't
dementia
do it.
People are evil. They're nasty, mean,
exactly.
Evil people.
They were crazy.
Are
they
you
were
career?
Confused.
Are you career?
No, I'm Chinese and mixed with all this crap.
Right on.
All right.
Thank you, Grace.
I love you, Jesse.
Love
Have
you
a
too.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Pastor Chatelet gifted the cookie over on pilled.net/JC Lee Peterson.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Says, amazing. We coonin'.
All the way.
And info671 gave a super chat with no message.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, info. And thank you all. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. We made it.
Indeed.
Nice. Amazing. Stay with us. Stay present. Always keep your mind where you're biting. Know what you're doing at all times, and you can't go wrong. Really. Let all thoughts and ideas go about anything, about God, about you, about His Son, Jesus Christ, or about the kingdom of heaven. Let all thoughts go about happiness and everything, and you shall have it. I promise you that. But you got to let go. Peace up to the cross and follow the light. Amazing. Thank you all. The Hate Report is coming now. And then after the Hate Report, the FatherState.tv. After that, the American Anchor, baby. After that, check out Punchin' TV, PUNCHIE.TV. And after that, Fellowship on Sunday. So you got it all laid out for you. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you all. Have a good one. Amazing Friday. And I can't get to any more calls. I do apologize. Well, I can't. I can't apologize. The time ran out. But call me again. Take care. Have a good one.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent JLP show. The Hake Report is coming up next, y'all. TheHakeReport.com, live right after the Jesse Lee Peterson show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. American Anchor Baby, usually live right after Hake, but today, The Fallen State happens after Hake. And then church on Sunday, church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you all.